What is it?
Half breed.
Was that what you'd call it?
No.
Did they call them high yellow? High yellow or yellow?
I don't know. Come in.
Well, this is Lily Mae.
Oh, yeah.
White people who aren't well off, haven't had a chance for education and the like, especially those that are good for nothing, too lazy to work, etc. What do you call them? What?
White trash.
White trash. Okay. What do you think, let's see. Do you know what the blacks would call them? In other words, white trash. What would they call them?
What blacks?
They could call them white trash.
I don't know.
Like somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town. Of himself, he may say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old...
country.
All right. How would a town people refer to him?
Country boy.
Children might say, look at that old... Okay.
Country heat.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know the term Hoosier?
No.
What's it mean?
Well, yeah, people that live back in the mountains, they just don't know much, you know.
That's a Hoosier?
Yeah, I reckon mountain Hoosier.
Do they use that around here?
Is it Hoosier?
Hoosier. Hoosier.
Well, we say Hoosier.
Hoosier. And it means somebody's just ignorant? From that
anymore.
Or if it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's meaning it's close, but it's
loud.
Okay. Alright. You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I blank fell. You know what a lake head is?
Almost.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready pretty soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in a
minute.
Okay. You know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
I want that.
Or, you just want them to look, you say. You want to look at that plate, you'd say.
See it in there.
Look there.
Okay, that's it. Uh-huh. If you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often you go to town.
Okay. You agree with the friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, she says, I'm not going to do it, and then you'd say, well, I'm not. Okay. The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hands when you're tired. The part of your head above your eyes.
Forehead.
All right. You go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a... Well, if you're a man and you haven't shaved in a few weeks, you're growing a... What, Lisa?
Beard.
Well, I knew that. I thought it was your head.
I know. Sometimes you thought it was the hair on your head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it, thought it would always be handy?
Behind his ear.
All right. If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
All right. He got a chicken bone stuck in his...
throat.
All right, Louie, mate. Got that in here. You wear a tie around your neck. What do you call this little part of the neck right here?
Adam's apple.
All right. Does goozle just mean the Adam's